And now the conclusion of this Live and Local interview. There is a program at UNO. It's called the National Security Innovation Network, also known as NSIN. And they work with the Department of Defense to solve problems for some of their military sponsors. Wade Watts is the program director for NSIN. How do you vet students for this? I mean, if they're going to be working on something that is to be used by the military, I mean, there's some things that are problem solving, and then there's, you know, top secret problem. I mean, how do you vet students for this? I mean, this isn't a class that somebody could take. You know what? I need 3 credits. I could take basket weaving, or I could do hacking for defense. I mean, how do you guys decide who gets to come into this class and be a part of this?
Now, here's the beauty of this. Remember what I said earlier. This is all about getting different perspectives. All of the problem sets, as we call them, all of the problems that the students work on, all of those things are unclassified, so no vetting is required. The reason for this is the DOD, the Department of Defense, wants to go out and cast as wide a net as possible for innovative thought to bring people in to solve their problems. So no vetting is necessary. If you're a student at UNO, you can sign up for this course, provided you're academically qualified. So there's no vetting that's required.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, the program's just a year old here, so a year old here in Omaha. It's been around since 2016. Have you at least heard from some of the other five-year-old programs? Does this at times lead to students getting DOD types of jobs?
Absolutely. And we have programs that allow students to get civilian Department of Defense jobs. So, for example, a student might go through a Hacking for Defense course and say, hey, this is really cool. I like this. I want to do more of this. So we have a program called a Hire-a-thon where we have our DOD sponsors who want to advertise a particular position. Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say Strategic Command wants a computer scientist to join their ranks. So Strategic Command would conduct a Hire-a-thon. News about that Hire-a-thon and the qualifications for that particular job would go out nationwide to all of our university program directors across the nation and be advertised. And then qualified people from all across the nation could apply for this particular job. And it's an accelerated hiring process. So very quickly, after about 4 weeks of canvassing applicants, Strategic Command could theoretically look at the applicants, review the applications, the resumes, and set up for interviews, and then make hiring decisions all within a couple of weeks.
Wow, that is a fast track.
Yes. Again, this is all about innovation, doing things a little bit differently, and helping everybody to solve their challenges and problems. And, of course, getting qualified people in to work on various projects, that's a challenge.
Sure it is. Now, one of the successes I saw here is that three UNO students created a software to improve operations for Marine commanders and training materials for Air Force pilots. Can you comment on that?
Well, there are a number of different things that we've done in that arena, so I'm not exactly sure which.
Under X-Force?
Yes, even within X-Force, there are a number of different things. So under X-Force, for example, we have a group of students under the X-Force Fellowship program that worked on a different way of training people over at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona. And the challenge is, well, imagine this. What's a typical university environment for training or whatever? It's many times it's a lecture, and people are sitting down. It's not necessarily an interactive kind of thing. They're in a big lecture hall. Normally, everybody has to be there at the same time. Now, in the military, you know, people have different shifts. They have different responsibilities. Some of those members are deployed. So everybody attending a lecture in one particular place isn't necessarily convenient. So the ask here was from the program sponsors, the problem sponsors, was what can we do that's different to get this training out to everybody, make it convenient, and make it more effective. So the students came up with a bunch of different modalities and different things, you know, that involved some of which involved distant learning, some of which involved active participation and exercises and things of that nature, so that people who were working different shifts, people who worked deployed, people who were here in at Luke Air Force Base, but would not otherwise be able to attend a standard lecture at a standard time at a standard place, could all participate and get the training that was required in a very effective and innovative way.
That's amazing. Defense innovation happening right here at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. It's called NSIN, National Security Innovation Network. Wade Watts is the University Program Director, and he has been my guest today on Live and Local. Wade, thank you so kindly for joining me today.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.